The Lord be with you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high." Then, as he led them out as far as Bethany, he raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. All right, who here has ever been on a snipe hunt? Who knows what a snipe hunt is? Snipe hunts are hunts for the fictitious snipe. Descriptions of what a snipe is varies. Could be a cross between like a rabbit and a squirrel. Sometimes it's described as a hairy, flightless bird. But anyway, these hunts, really popular with scouts and summer camps. Do they do snipe hunts now? No? That's a shame. 100 years ago, they were extremely popular. The details of the hunt vary from group to group, but basically, you get the newbies of the group, and you lead them out into the woods, usually the middle of the night. You give them a bag so that they can put their snipe in, and you tell them, well, you can't come back until you've captured a snipe. And then the old-timers go back to camp and wait for the newbies to figure out that this is all a trick, that there's no such thing as a snipe, and that the newbies are there knowing that they've been tricked, knowing that they've been left holding the bag, which is where that expression comes from. That's the image I have of Acts of the Apostles this morning. Jesus taking the disciples out on a snipe hunt. You know, he leads them out away from the maddening crowd. And there's a certain bit of excitement with them, isn't there? Lord, now is the time. Are you going to establish the kingdom? Now, guys, it's not for you to know the time or the season. Leads them all out. They're there. And he disappears. He leaves them there. Now, I'm not saying that Jesus pulled a fast one on the disciples. He's not playing a practical joke on them. But just the details. Because there is a purpose. There is a reason for a snipe hunt. It's not just to play a joke on new members of the group. It's a rite of passage. It's a rite of initiation. What happens after those newbies have gone through this snipe hunt? They're full-fledged members of the group. They're no longer seen as outsiders. They're a part of it all. Now they're part of whatever mission the group has. They're fully empowered. They're old-timers now. No longer young whippersnappers, part of the group. And eventually they will be conducting the snipe hunt for the newbies. But we get that with the disciples, with the ascension today. They're all excited. They don't quite get it yet. But afterwards, they're empowered. They're standing there, and two men in white. "Men of Galilee, why are you looking up at the sky? Time to roll up your sleeves and get to work. You are to be empowered with the Spirit. The Lord has given you a mission. You are to be witnesses of all these things, first in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth." They're no longer green. They're the veterans of the group. They are the new leaders. They have been entrusted with the mission of Jesus. They are to go out and to continue his work. They are the ones to preach and teach now. They are the ones that extend forgiveness. They are the ones that bring peace wherever there's need, compassion, mercy, joy. They are the ones to share his love throughout the world. And my friends, that they are now we. We continue the mission of Christ. We are not outsiders looking in. We are part of the mission. We are entrusted with the mission. We today are the ones to go out to all the ends of the earth. We are the ones to bear witness, to teach, to preach, to extend forgiveness, to be bearers of mercy and compassion. Reconciliation. We are the ones to show love. We are the ones to be his presence in the world.